Welcome to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show with Kimberly Meredith. Get ready for a live hour of powerful healing miracles. She's a world-renowned medical intuitive, trans-channel, psychic surgeon, and spiritual teacher. Relax and breathe in. You are now entering the fifth dimension. When calling, please do not mention any personal medical details or conditions. Kimberly will use her medical mediumship abilities to remotely detect your medical situation and connect you to your loved ones on the other side. Please call in at 888-627-6008 and be a part of the show.
Thank you, everybody, for being on the show tonight. I'm Kimberly Meredith, your host, and we are excited. We are in the fifth dimension for a full hour, and we have a special guest with us tonight, Jerome Martin III, metaphysical practitioner, facilitator of direct ET contact. We are so excited about having a full hour with Jerome, and please call in at 888-627-6008, because not only is he going to be with us the full hour taking questions and talking about his experience with extraterrestrials, but he's also going to be doing activations. So this is super, super cool tonight. And I'm also going to be talking a little bit about my experience with ET contact. So tonight's going to be a really, really special night. And I want to say a shout out to all the vets out there. This last weekend, I was with Heaven and Earth Oasis. And it was really, really cool being there for my fourth year and giving service. My dad was a vet, and it was really, really inspiring seeing all the vets and how much they were giving to others also. And it's Veterans Day, so I want to just shout out to all the vets out there that are listening in and how much we appreciate you. And this is really an important time in the universe right now to be here for others, how much we love all of you. Jerome is a metaphysical practitioner with a unique background in metaphysics and extraterrestrial contact. He's been on a journey and has had a series of close encounters with beings from different star systems, including the Arcturians, Palladians, Sirians, Larians, and Andromedians. He has a very unique telepathic ability. And he's going to show that to us tonight. He operates with trans-dimensional light ship technology from the Arcturians, and I have experienced it. He's on a mission to share his knowledge and experiences with others. He's in deep service for everybody here in the world. He's helping people to tap into their own innate abilities and unlock their full potential. He's so passionate about exploring the mysteries of our universe, and he's dedicated to using his abilities to bring greater understanding to the awareness to humanity. I've actually experienced his abilities, and they are absolutely phenomenal. And that's why I wanted to have him on the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show tonight. So, Jerome, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Kimberly.
Thank you for being here. And we have a lot of listeners, and I'm sure they're hearing you, and we're excited about you explaining a little bit about how you got into communicating with the extraterrestrials. So tell us a little bit about you and your work.
All right. So my background with extraterrestrials started in 2017, and I'm going to do the short form version of it because the story can take up some time. But basically, I was a construction worker, and I was building landfills out in the middle of nowhere. They don't build them by cities. And during that time, I started having a series of encounters. And at the time, I thought they were just strange dreams, because I didn't realize that they were extraterrestrials at first. I believe that they were grooming me at first. When I first had this contact, these beings, they looked like blue silhouettes of light. They were blue light beings. I didn't associate them with extraterrestrials because they didn't have features, or it didn't feel like that at first. And so it started off, I was in my truck, and I closed my eyes, and these beings, when I opened my eyes, these beings were standing around me, sort of phasing through the truck, and they all put their hands on me, and then I heard this noise. It was like a wub, 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 wub. And then next thing you know, I'm seeing myself going up this tube of light, into, at the time, what I thought was a floating city. And this is why I thought it was a dream, because I didn't associate it with extraterrestrials or a light ship or a spacecraft. It looked like a floating city. And when I was in this space, these beings, they, when I first made it there, they were communicating to me telepathically. And this is, you experienced this when we had the session. It's the same way, where they weren't speaking to me with words like we're speaking now. They showed me pictures and images, and then I had a knowing or a gnosis of what it meant. And so the way that they explained it to me, it's like, they say a picture is 1,000 words. Well, a movie is 1,000,000. And so they're speaking at a higher bandwidth that is past words. And so it's like almost like receiving a zip file, like a larger data file, and then your consciousness unpacks it. And so when I first started seeing it, it was like a movie being sped up and played like in fast forward, and then I just knew everything about it. So I was able to receive these huge downloads, and I at first I didn't understand it, and that's how the communication was at first. And they were super excited that I was there, and I didn't understand it. They told me that I'm one of them, which made no sense, and then they started connecting to me. That there was like this beam of energy that came from their hearts into mine, and then it turned like a sphere of energy around me, and I didn't realize they were like harmonizing to my field. But when they connected to me, they started transferring. They looked like symbols or glyphs or geometries. They were light codes. They didn't understand what they were at the time, but they were upgrading my nervous system and my Merkaba, my light body. And so they were basically like, if you can think of a computer, it's like they were upgrading my operating system to have a higher capacity. And so in this first, what I thought was a dream experience, they did that to me. They brought me into this area that I thought was a floating city, and it was like an arena. Like it reminded me of the TV show American Ninja Warrior Challenge, where there was like a large obstacle course, right? So in that show, they have to get across an obstacle course, and this was like that, where there's a bunch of platforms, and one of them stood in front of me. As they connected to me, it was like a mirror image. They showed me, like, with my intentions and with my breath, and to visualize, I could lift myself up off the ground or off the platform. They did it too. So it's like we were connecting, and they did it and I did it. And they showed me how to lift myself up. And then when I could do it, they were really happy. And then they showed me, like, okay, now that you can do that, float yourself across each platform. So it was like moving across these platforms across this arena. And so I did that, and they were very excited when I was done. And then after that, boom, I'm back in my body in my truck. And that was what I thought was the first dream. Then it happened, you know, they weren't sequential. I would be going up through my day. I would have different dreams in the night. And then, you know, another week later, then I'd be in my truck again. And then the same sequence would happen, where they would show up, and then I'd be in this up this tube of light into this floating city. And then the second time, this time they did the same thing. They showed me, okay, you floated yourself. This time they created from their heart space, they created and materialized this, like, it was an orange cube, like an orange geometric cube of light. And then they showed me, you see how we connected to you with our heart? Now you're going to connect your heart to this cube. And then the same way you floated yourself, now float the cube up. So I did that. I floated the cube up. And then they instructed me to move the cube across the platforms this time instead of myself. So I moved the cube across the platforms. Yeah. When I was finished, they were super excited. And this kept happening. And so that was the second one. The third one, same thing. I went up there and they were like, now move yourself and the cube. And so little by little, they were showing me how to do this. And for me, it just seemed like strange, like a game. And I didn't understand what was happening. But they were entraining my light body and then developing my Merkaba. And each series was like a stair step, where it was like building and growing over time. And so that happened for a while over the course of a couple months. And then on the fourth or fifth time when I went up there, it started to shift and change. It went from what I thought was a floating city to, it was very clearly when I went up there, this is now a spaceship. It's like it didn't have features before. And then over time, now this is obviously a ship, and the blue beings had features, and they were obviously extraterrestrials. They were much larger than me, and they, you know, if you looked what Arcturians look like, if you looked them online, they look similar, not necessarily what they show there, but a version. And so then at that point, they explained to me that they're the Arcturians, and they're here on this mission for humanity. And they're here to upgrade the starseeds, and that that their genetics are in a lot of us, and that humanity as a species are all hybrids, and they're hybridized between a bunch of different extraterrestrial races, and that their job was to raise the light quotient and raise the capacity and activate the DNA of humanity right now. And basically that they came back through time, because they're explaining that they're from the future. If you look at how, like, the dimensions and the like what a Uego is, they're just explaining that, you know, where they come from, what is what we would seem in linear time, like much farther in the future. And So in this process now, they're explaining to me, you know, my light body. And then at this point, they're showing me the ship. And the ship also has what we would seem like a sentient consciousness where they connect to it and the ship is alive. They don't drive it like you drive a car. They connect to it with their consciousness. And then the ship has different capacities where it can move and shift through time and space. And there's also a bunch of technologies on this ship. So they started familiarizing me with this ship and how to connect to it with my light body and then how to access the different technologies. And over time, they explained to me that when they said I'm one of them, what they meant by that was my DNA. I've got Arcturian genetics and that I've been Arcturian more than human. And this is why this comes natural to me and easy. And so over time, they were developing me. And then they explained to me, like, you can already do this. They said, remember how you floated yourself and then you floated the cube and then you and the cube. We were teaching you how to do this. Now you can bring other people, you can connect to other people the same way, and you can bring them up into the space to come have, you know, contact with us. And then we'll start training other people, and we'll develop, we will dispense this technology and these dispensations to other people. And so, you know, they didn't really explain it at first, but then after a time, I realized that this is what was going on. They said, you're ready to do this. And so I spent the last 5 or so years bringing people up in these light ships to have direct contact with the Arcturians and multiple other beings. It started with the Arcturians, but the light ship then has, you know, there's Sirians, Andromedans, Lyrans, Mantis beings, all sorts of different ETs are up there. And so when people come up there, they have direct contact with these beings. And there's also, believe it or not, 9 times out of 10, when we go up into these light ships, Yeshua or other ascended masters or angels and those types of beings, anything that we would consider the family of light, occupy this space. Even deceased loved ones, if they're your spirit guides, oftentimes will show up in these spaces. And so this is where this whole thing started, of this direct contact. And so basically they explained to me that this whole disclosure thing, that everyone's waiting for these ships to come down, et cetera, that's right. Not the way it's going to happen. It's happening already on an individual level for those that have reached a light quotient and have a vibrational resonance where they are awakening. And those that are ready, this is already happening to. And those that aren't going to have that type of experience because they're just not ready for it, or they haven't chosen to do that.
You're exactly correct. That is absolutely correct. Yeah, I had similar contact like that. And you actually helped me when I did your, when you took me in the spaceship.
Yeah, that was a special experience. What was that like for you?
Well, you put me in contact with my starseed origin. You put me with the Lyrian and the Sirians, which was amazing. And I had a contactee experience in 2017, which I explained to you, and I was kind of shy about coming out about it. Mm-hmm. And since we had that session, I have felt very confident about releasing my story. And I felt when I did the session together, it was very, it gave me a lot of confidence in my experience that I had had, because my contactee story was extremely, there were many people at the event that I was at where I had contact, and being in the safety with you, it was very safe with you, and you're a wonderful person to do a session with. Do you want to explain to the audience as they're listening right now what it's like to have a session?
Absolutely, I would love to. What you said about the safe space is one of the most important things. Something I've found during these sessions, a lot of people, like whether they remember it or not, have had, you know, if you're a starseed or if you're on this awakening path, a lot of people have had ET contact, and sometimes it's not always a positive experience. And so if you've had a traumatic experience, myself, before I started having these contact experiences, I was grabbed by the Zetas, and there was a Mantis being, and they were messing with my genetic, they took genetic material and they were doing different things in my light body, and then they suppressed the memory so I wouldn't remember. And so that was sort of scary for me. And a lot of people have had these different experiences where they're suppressed, or they feel like they've had it like a dream that they can't remember, etc. And when it feels scary and it doesn't feel safe, that sometimes shuts us off to wanting to have the type of experience. And so, the safety and having somebody that knows how to do this in a way that you know is going to be positive is really important, right? And so, and I feel like that's part of the negative agenda that they have against the Family of Light and these Christ and ETs, is that they make scary movies, or if they only share negative experiences, that people, they become afraid and they don't want to make that connection, because part of connecting is through free will and wanting to have that connection and have that relationship. And so, you know, if they can shut it off, you won't get to have that. And it's part of the evolution. And so, in this experience, when we connect with them, the first thing that we do is we quantum entangle. So I connect my light body to yours. And then through that process, I'm able to shift your brainwave state from beta into alpha into high alpha. And then we sort of go between high alpha and gamma. And once we are able to entrain that brainwave state, I'm able to activate your light body in a way where we connect your monadic pillar and connect us into the grids. From there, we then do this shadow work process. And a lot of people have done something, what they think is called shadow work, but Derek Turians gave me this process. And it's a lot like TSA at the airport. Before you can go on the light ship and go into the higher dimensions, you have to go through this screening process where they, you're not allowed to bring lower density emotional vibrations into these higher places. So no trauma is allowed from the inner child to go up onto the ship. And so this process is, like I said, it's like you get patted down and you're screened. And through this process, it's like a Google search where they just pull up, you know, the different trauma files, and then we process them out. And then once they are gone, then from there we can shift into, we move our consciousness from the physical body and from the brain into, we go from duality consciousness into unity. We shift from the brain into the heart, and we drop into the heart space. And then from there, I'm able to open a portal and drop the beam of light from the light ship into the heart space. And then from there, I can beam you up into the light ship where all the beings are. And once again, on the light ship, there's all sorts of different technologies. There's med beds, well, what they call med beds. They're really healing chambers. But in this ship is where you can meet your star family. And so when we go up there, then based on your DNA profile, because like I said, we're all hybrids. We have 12 strands of Orphan angelic DNA, and each strand is connected to a different star system. So based on your genetic profile, not just yours, but everyone that I work with, you know, each person's is different. Those are the beings that show up. So if you have more connections to the Pleiades or Arcturus, the beings that are your guides will show up for you based on the connection through your DNA. And so when we go up there and we make these connections, it's always different, you know, because everyone has their own star family. And then from there, they start this telepathic link where they connect to you, and then the telepathy starts happening where they start showing you, you know, and it's a lot like movies playing. They project images and movies, and as it's not, you're not just seeing it, but you're also feeling it. They're working on your light body, but you're also feeling it in your physical body, where, you know, as they're doing the upgrades, you'll start feeling energy shifting. You'll be seeing, sensing, and knowing different things as they go along. And so typically when we go up there, you know, there's typically between 3 to 12 beings, depending on people's, you know, their development and the guides that they're ready to experience. And when we go up there, all sorts of different things happen. They give you exactly what you need and what you're ready for at your current stage of your mission. And so sometimes they will do a healing if that's what you need. Other times they'll do an activation, either on your DNA or on your light body. Sometimes they put in codes and activate abilities where people go up there and they come back with new abilities to heal or to use different clearing technologies or all sorts of different things. You know, there are people that are brand new to this whole, you know, spirituality thing. And the first thing that these beings will show them is, this is what unconditional love is. This is how you connect. This is, you know, like base core things, but, you know, if that's what you need, that's what they give you. And so it's such a beautiful process because, you know, based on wherever you're at, it's not like you have to be very advanced to start. But the more advanced you are in your spiritual practice, the better tools they'll equip you with. Right. And so some people don't even know what their mission is. Some people think that they're meant to work at banks or car washes or whatever that they're doing. Mm-hmm. But really, we have this, you know, we have this mission, which is ascension. And so a lot of times people don't know what they're meant to do. And these beings will give you a glimpse of what you're supposed to be doing and then give you tools to accomplish that mission. Because what they've shown me is your spiritual abilities are literally just the tools, just like how a carpenter gets a hammer and nails and this, that, and the other. That's what they're supposed to do, is build. Whatever your mission is, they equip you with the tools to help you achieve your mission.
It's amazing. Yeah, I mean, the starseeds are powerful. And, you know, and my encounter was, you know, very, very, a powerful encounter. And so for me to experience what I experienced with you, I believe everybody should have an experience with you, because we all should get in contact with our star family. And I feel like if you want to have upgrades with your abilities, it can really help you right now, especially into the next 10 years, which is the next strong awakening, especially with your memory, your telepathic skills. I mean, I was born with gifts, and I feel like everybody has gifts. I mean, maybe you don't mm-hmm. want to tap into those gifts, but at this point in time where we are in history, they're only going to be an advantage for you. And to carry resentment or fear or anger in your body is only going to be a disadvantage, because we all want to have peace in this world. So there are negative beings here in the world, but they're all also positive beings. The one that I was in contact with appeared to be negative, but he also was a positive being. And so when I had my experience with you, Jerome, I felt more empowered, because I knew who I was working with, which is the Palladians and the Syrians. And I've been more empowered in my own work, which my work already is very powerful, but now I know how to work with my clients in different ways. So, and I know you work with a lot of different channels and mediums, but also just people. Maybe you've worked, you can tell us on air. What is the general clientele that you do work with?
So my general clientele are it's very wide, right? So
yeah.
But so going up on a light ship to make these, to do this this ET contact, that's just one of the things that I do in my day to day. Yeah, no, and that was the first thing that happened, and that was like how I started, but it evolved into a practice where currently I say that I'm an applied metaphysics instructor, and so basically I teach people how to develop their light body the same way that these beings showed me how to use my light body and how to advance and how to train it. That's what I do now. So I take people, it usually starts off with one experience, but then they want more and they want more. And so I coach people and I train them in how to develop their light body and how to do all of these different things. I basically reverse engineered what happened to me. And so basically the people that come to me most are somebody that typically already has some sort of practice, whether they're a psychic or a healer or, you know, a reader, whatever that they're doing. And then they want more. They want access to more of their abilities. They want their DNA activated. They want their cellular memory. They want their past life memories from all these different star systems. I teach them how to activate that. We activate the DNA. We do clearings. We do all sorts of different things to develop very intimately your access to those abilities, because it all comes down to your clair senses, which is your ability to see, feel, sense, know. You know, we have psychic senses just like our physical ones. And then we have the light body, which is the vehicle that allows us to move and allows us to act, right? So this is how we can move through time and space, how we can connect to people at a distance and then deliver these different technologies. And so there's a whole process of developing it. And it's very holistic, because it's not just one or the other. It's not just the higher self or the Akashic records or this, that, and the other. They all fit inside of each other and they all work together. And so there's, you know, I do these experiences one-on-one for the ETs, but there's so much more that it turns into. And so, you know, but that's the general audience that I work with. They're all practitioners already that want to develop themselves more, but I get so many people that just want that experience. They've had some sort of ET experience, or they're waking up to the fact that they're a starseed, or they've had some sort of contact and they want to know more. They want to familiarize themselves. They want the ability to connect with their star family. They might have had one or two experiences, but they don't know how to do it and don't know how to get back there safely. And so by doing this, it's not just like a movie where you're going for a ride and you're observing it only. While we're doing this, and the act of actually connecting to them, you're developing your senses, you're developing your light body. And so by the time you're done, you can reconnect, you know, on your own if you have the capacity. But so, you know, I've had people that are looking to advance themselves in their practice, or people that are just brand new and they're looking for, you know, that connection because it's been calling to them. And so, you know, it's sort of the sky's the limit. There isn't like, you're not disqualified at any rate if you're wanting these experiences.
Right. I think that's beautiful. And also, I feel from my experience with you, I felt that you were definitely doing these transmissions, but also you have a very natural, like, strong, because I channel Dolores Cannon, and I also channel, because I'm a channeler, a trance channeler, you have a very hypnotic trance channel state that you go into. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, so part of it is the entrainment. So when we're going in, my light body has the ability to, when I'm working with someone, you know, in a group or in a group setting or one-on-one, as we're connecting, as I'm speaking and I'm guiding someone into this process, my light body starts to entrain. And so it sort of like grabs you and brings you into a state. And so I say that it's training, but it's really entrainment. And so the ability to quantum entangle and then connect with the light body when someone's going into this process, it's like my light body grabs them and then they can very easily move into these spaces, even if they don't have the ability on their own yet. It's like one card jumpstarting another, where as we're doing it, it like turns on and comes natural. And so, you know, I've been told that before, where people say like, oh, I can't visualize, I can't this, I can't that. But as we're going along, all these things turn on because my light body has the capacity to do it. And once all these things are so innate. We are born like this. We are biological quantum supercomputers, and everybody has these different gifts. I'm not more special than you or anybody else. Everyone has different capacities, and we're all like snowflakes. We all have certain abilities to help us on our mission, but humans by nature are very psychic. This is just my specialty, and you've got a specialty, but everyone has something, and everyone was born with a third eye, with chakras, with a Merkaba, with these clair senses. Most people just haven't activated them. Your light body is like, think about it like this. If you were in a wheelchair your whole life and you never used your legs, they would be atrophied and you wouldn't be able to walk. The same thing is with your light body. Most people have never used their light body or fed it in the way to make it strong. So they just don't understand how it works. But once you start using it, it turns on really fast and it gets very strong. And then all your senses turn on, all these different things. It's just most people don't understand the way, and they haven't made it past the whole shadow thing that is necessary to turn it on. And so everyone has the capacity to do this. And yes, like you said, the hypnotic trance thing, as we're going through, I'm able to pull people into these experiences because just of my experience and the way my light body is organized.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, and you're correct. Like, it's definitely true. The more that you are trance, like I'm a trance channeler, some people are psychic or mediums, and as you're doing your work with the way that you do your work with your abilities, the more that people practice, the better you get at letting yourself get upgraded, the more that you go to groups and work with you or people like me and listen to shows like we have right now. Everybody just popped in. We're listening to Jerome Martin. He is fantastic. This is so cool tonight. This is something that people are really getting into, learning how to release trauma out of their body, not just going to, it's a different type of therapy. You know, this is something that could be an energetic type of release too, and realigning your nervous system. And I felt after my session with you a lot of relief. You know, I felt really safe and calm. So what we're going to do right now, I'm really excited. We're going to go to break. Mm-hmm. And then if you want to call in and get an activation, we're at 888-627-6008. And we're just going to do an act. It sounds fun. We're going to do light language, right? An activation. And it's going to be so cool. So, okay, we're going to go to break right now, and then we're going to come back with Jerome Martin. Thank you so much for being here, Jerome.
You're welcome.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Meredith, medical intuitive healer and author. My new book is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. This book was channeled through my guides of Christ Light to help you embark on your own journey toward healing through divine miracles. My guides want you to have the information in this book in order to help you heal and improve every aspect of your life, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. We achieve this by raising your consciousness into the fifth dimension. where miracles and divine healing happen every day. You'll get nutritional and lifestyle plans and information. All this can be found on my website at thehealingtrilogy.com. The book is being sold everywhere in Kindle, paperback, hardcover, and audiobook. My new book is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. Thank you, and welcome to the Fifth Dimension.
In today's three-dimensional world, it's easy to get physically and emotionally sick. Raising your consciousness is crucial to healing. Kimberly Meredith has channeled a healing meditation CD that helps you to heal by helping you to elevate your consciousness. People have been healed just by listening to this CD, which lifts you away from third-dimensional pain, worry, and fear, and into the fifth-dimensional higher cosmic consciousness, where you can access healing for body and mind as you surrender to the higher self of love and light. For more information, please visit www.thehealingtrilogy.com and click on Store. That's www.thehealingtrilogy.com, or just Google The Healing Trilogy Meditation Healing CD and Google will connect you.
Hi, this is Kimberly Meredith. As a spiritual healer, I'm often asked, Kimberly, can I be healed? The answer is, with God, anything is possible. And yes, you can be healed through the power of God. Your friends and family can be healed. Even animals can be healed. Please visit thehealingtrilogy.com to learn more about my process and my services. My office is located in Sherman Oaks. I offer intuitive medical scans and psychic surgery for you and your loved ones. At the Healing Trilogy, we treat adults, children, and animals. We offer medical scans, mediumship counseling, cold laser acupuncture, cold laser therapy, holistic health, nutritional plans, and many other services. We also have meditation CDs, and I Skype around the world on Fridays. Sign up for my newsletter and you'll receive a free CD. You'll also be informed about my upcoming healing events. Log on to thehealingtrilogy.com. Bless you.
Well, thank you everybody for being with us tonight. We are really, really honored to have Jerome Martin with us. And we have lots of callers for you, Jerome.
Awesome.
Okay, so we're going to take the first caller. We have Beck.
Hello.
Beck, hi, how are you?
Doing well.
Okay, great. So, would you like an activation from Jerome, or do you want to ask him a question?
My intention for kind of calling in was, I mean, I would totally do an activation. That would be an honor. I lost my dog when she was 3 years old, and she died, in a pretty tragic accident, almost 2 months ago. And so just kind of dealing with that grief is kind of where I'm at.
I'm so sorry for your loss.
Yeah, I am really sorry. I can pop in and then Jerome can pop in. I do feel that she is around you.
Yeah.
I am seeing, I feel like almost like, she played kind of like a mothering role in your life. Something like she's saying, I was your mother. I don't know why I'm getting that. Yeah. And I don't feel like, and I'm sorry it was a tragic accident. she's saying, it wasn't your fault. I am making contact with her right now.
Okay.
She keeps saying that to me. It wasn't your fault.
Yeah.
Was it something crazy that happened? Like kind of, she's going
yes.
back and forth to me. She's saying it was crazy. It was crazy. It wasn't your fault.
Yeah,
she keeps saying that to me.
Her favorite thing was going to the golf course and chasing golf balls. And my boyfriend actually hit a golf ball and it hit her in the head and she just died immediately.
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry about that. We're going to pray for you. She's also talking about family. telling me something about a family.
Yeah.
I don't know if you have other animals.
I just adopted her little brother and her niece.
Okay. Okay. That's what she's saying. Something about that she's happy about the family, another animal. Okay. That's what it is. Okay. She's blinking fast about that. Do you feel good about that?
Yes. It's been overwhelming, and I keep asking her to help me. And I feel like she is. I feel her with
okay.
me.
Okay. I'm going to now, because I'm hearing the guides blink and go through my left ear, they want Jerome to say, turn it over to Jerome now, just for a little, if he wants to say something, but through his Arcturian guide.
Once again, like I said, I'm so sorry for your loss, and I really appreciate you asking Kimberly for the guidance, because I felt in my heart that message that she just said to you was really, really important for you, and that you needed to hear that. And so, you know, I really appreciate that. And if you have any questions for me, that's fine. If not, if it was just to connect Kimberly, that's also okay. When it comes to the activation, after the calls, I'm going to do like something for the whole group. So if you want to participate in that activation after the call, you can just still stay on and, you know, just listen on for when we start the actual activation. Once again, I'm so sorry. We will pray for you. And she is there with you, though.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we're going to do a full activation on everybody that's on the line. We have quite a few calls tonight. So the next, thank you so much, Jerome. That was so beautiful. So the next caller, if you have a question regarding extraterrestrial, if you want to ask about Jerome, if there's like what starseed origin or anything like that, can you answer that question?
So typically when the that is revealed when we go up in the light ship. So people want to know a lot of times what their starseed origin is, and that's a tricky question because typically we're blended with a bunch, so it's not just one or two. Typically, you know, we have 12 DNA strands, and each strand connects us to a different stargate that has a different general populace, and really so we're connected to all of them. It's just, you know, which ones we've experienced more in different lifetimes. And so you know, typically, when I facilitate this experience, they get to experience all of these different beings at once.
Okay. So let's take the next caller. Okay. So thank you for telling me. Okay. Let's take the next caller. Jim is on the line. Jim, thank you for calling in.
Oh, hello. Thank you. I would like to know if your guests could tune in. I know I'm a walk-in, and I was curious of what he was talking about, my off-planet connection. And I was wondering, is any soulmate coming in my life that would complement me, that's also a starseed or anything like that?
So I see that you have the potential for it. When it comes to that, and I tell people this when it comes to manifesting a partner, you have to put yourself into a position for that. So if you're looking for this soulmate partner, we all have, you know, someone that is, you know, a counterpart of us. We also have different karmic partners that are there to teach us lessons. And what I tell people, if you're looking for a starseed counterpart, that you need to put yourself in a situation where you would run into them. There are a lot of us out there, but typically meetup groups that have to do with starseeds, you can find these different things at like metaphysical shops, or what I would recommend is going to where I met my last partner, who was a starseed. I met her at the Conscious Life Expo. So going to places where these people go to meet up is your best opportunity for that. I do believe that there is somebody for you, but you need to put yourself in a space where this can show up. You know, this is the type of thing where when people are trying to manifest this perfect partner for themselves, you know, sometimes we'll do the manifestation technique, etc., but they're like, oh, that person hasn't showed up. And I ask them, like, well, are you out there dating, putting yourself in a situation where that would happen, or are you just thinking this person's going to fall through the roof into your lap? And so if you're looking for that type of thing, you need to go to a place where those type of people are going to show up, because just in the general public, without having that type of connection or people talking about that, or they're there for that purpose, it's a lot harder to find. That there are a lot of people that have that, but they don't even know it about it in themselves. So finding people that are activated in the sense where they have that knowing, you know, these different places like conferences or events, different healing events, is where I would go if I were you to find that.
Yeah. That's spot
right.
on. Perfect answer. Yeah. And just to piggyback on that, I just want to say, Jim,
yes.
thank you for acknowledging that you're a walk-in, because my guides are saying you are. And they are saying there is somebody definitely coming. I see it more towards the end of 2026. And what Jerome is saying is spot on. You do need to put yourself in that sort of energy frequency. So thank you for calling in tonight on the show.
Thank you so much, dear.
Thank you. And stay in here. Stay online, because we're going to have the most amazing activation. I'm super excited.
Can't wait. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you for calling in. Okay. We have Leah on line 6 for us. Okay. Hi.
Hi, dear. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, dear.
Hi.
Hi. How are you doing?
Oh, very good. Thank you. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well.
Good. That's great. Yes. Do you see that I might be a starseed by any chance?
Well, so I believe that we're all starseed. Even people that don't recognize themselves as that, they typically are. And so, you know, something that the ETs have shown me is that humanity as a whole was all seeded from the stars. And so whether you resonate with it or not yet, most people are, because we are genetic hybrids of a bunch of different extraterrestrials. Like I said, there's 12 DNA strands, but a lot of people have more than 12 species that represent your genetic makeup. And so which one that you resonate with more, that comes down to the connection that you make with these beings. But yes, I believe that we are all seeded from the stars.
Mm-hmm. And I'd like to say that if you'd like to do a session with Jerome, then you could go in the light ship, and mm-hmm. like I did, and then have this experience where, right, Jerome, then you can be taken and then find exactly who your starseed is.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And so there are people that when we talk about starseed, earthseed, you know, it comes to your soul type. And so like for me specifically, my soul was only incarnated on Earth. This is my fifth time as a human. The rest of my incarnations have all been off planet. So that's why I resonate with that more. There are people that have been on this planet more, but their soul still has the capacity for that. And so there are people that, because they're what we would call an earthseed, when they have this experience and we go up there, oftentimes they have more connections with ascended masters or angelic beings or mm-hmm. different, you know, different other types of elemental spirit guides. But oftentimes there will still be ETs. And so I know we haven't mentioned this yet, but for anyone that's interested in that, interested in this experience, as we, you know, as we go on, if you want to look up, if you want to get in contact with me to have this experience, you can mm-hmm. go to my website, which is my name, JeromeMartin3.com. And you can see all the different services that I offer there
yeah.
for anyone that's interested in this. But yes, you are a starseed. We
yes.
all are. And so it's really this new, so it's, when it comes to starseeds, typically they're more advanced souls. When I say more advanced, they're just more developed in the psychic phenomena. This is why these starseeds are coming in with these new gifts and abilities that seem like they're, I don't say more advanced, but they're just like high tech or more upgraded than what people are used to. And it's just the souls are coming in more developed. Sometimes they call them old souls, but really they've just been around and they're coming in with these new gifts. And so, mm-hmm. a lot of people that they have this knowing early on, that's why. But even if you don't have that knowing, doesn't mean it can't turn on. As soon as you come in contact with them, you remember who you are. And it's like this thing within you activates.
I love the way you explain everything. It's so perfect. Thank you, Leah, for calling in. I love that. Yeah, so I love the way you explain it all, because like I was doing these things when I was little, but I never knew how to explain it. So. That's perfect. Okay, the last call before, because we want Jerome to do the activation on all of us. It's so exciting. This is so exciting. Okay, I think we have Jose. Are you here?
Yeah, hello. Nope. How are you?
Welcome,
Jose.
Hi,
how are you?
Good to hear about you. It's been a while since I've talked to you. I'm doing really well.
Tell us where you're from again, Jose.
Los Angeles, California.
Oh, that's great. Okay, yes, I remember. You've called in a long time ago, right?
A long time ago, yeah. Miracle Kid. I have a question for Jerome.
Yay! That's right.
Jerome,
yes, go ahead. Yes, you're the miracle kit.
Is there a way where I can do a small little activation for the 12 strand DNA and beyond? Is there a little thing I can do at home so I can activate it?
Yes. So there is. And so if you go on my website, I offer one-on-one DNA activations, but I also, from my website, you can sign up for my newsletter. And with my newsletter, I send out different updates when I do either group activations, or I sometimes offer the replays from different events that I've had where it's a transmission, okay, where it's a light language transmission where you just sit and listen to it. You don't have to be there live. You can just mm-hmm. listen to the download, and you can receive the activation. Tonight, I'm going to be doing an activation for the DNA strands. This is going to be specifically clearing out distortions from the DNA strands. Once we begin, each strand has different distortions, ET manipulations, abilities, and soul technology. In the longer transmissions, for each strand, I would clear the distortions, the manipulations, activate the abilities, and the soul technology. Tonight, I'm going to just run through each strand and clear distortions from the strands. So you'll get a taste of what the activations are like, but it'll be a clearing this evening. And then if you want more, like I said, sign up to my newsletter, or you can book a session with me. And if you sign up to the newsletter, you can always reach out to me directly from my website. If you're interested in that transmission, I can dispense that.
Great.
I like that.
Okay.
Thank you for that information.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
Thank you, Jerome. Thank you, Jose, for calling in. Thank you so much.
Have a nice night.
Okay.
Thank you.
Stay on the line, everybody. We're going to get an activation from Jerome. Okay, Jerome, how long is the activation?
So, it can stretch as long as you would like. If we are we supposed to be done in 14 minutes?
Yes. So I want to at least, because I want to make sure we also announce some of your events coming up and everything. So mm-hmm. do you want to do like a 5 minute or 10 minute activation?
Yeah. So I'm going to go in and I'm going to, based on the time that we have, I'm going to go through as many of the strands as I can. It might only be a few. And so basically what's going to happen is I'm going to bring everyone into an altered state of consciousness, which is like a dream state while you're awake. And then from there, I'm going to speak the light language transmissions that clear the distortion. So for those of you that aren't familiar with light language is a transmission of consciousness. It's not a language that we speak back and forth like an ethnicity. This is a direct transmission from source, and it's like a carrier signal. So the light language itself, even though it might sound strange, is holding light code that activate in your DNA. And so it causes an effect on a soul level. And so as you're having this experience, just be open. And it's, once again, you just observe and have the experience. And so it isn't something that you'll understand, but will have an effect on your consciousness. And so if we've only got a little bit left, I should jump in and begin. So for those of you that are listening, if you can find yourself in a comfortable position, either sitting up or laying down. And as you sit up or lay down, I want you to not cross your arms or legs. Just have your arms by your side. We don't want to close off the energy channels. And what we're going to do is begin by closing our eyes and taking deep rhythmic breaths, with each breath falling deeper and deeper inside of yourself. Breathe into your heart and open your heart as wide as you can from the front and the back as I connect to the back of your heart chakra in 3, 2, 1. Good. Breathe into your heart again. As you exhale, expand your heart energy into a sphere 6 feet in all directions. Good. Breathe into your heart again. As you breathe in, breathe up through your higher chakras, opening the top of the sphere into a column of pale silver light, extending up to source where we anchor and activate a temple of divine union. You're going to breathe into your heart again. As you breathe in, breathe down through your lower chakras, opening the bottom of the sphere into a column of pale silver light, extending down into the earth, through the bedrock, down to the core of Mother Gaia, where we anchor and activate a temple of Mother Gaia grounding. Good. Breathe into your heart again. As we anchor and activate a temple of higher self communion, this is the place in the heart space where the higher self is stationed. And then we're going to breathe into the heart as we see or visualize golden light spiraling down from above into the column, into the crown, into the heart, where we welcome the higher self into the heart space. Take a moment and see and feel that golden being walking towards you. As they get close, connecting heart to heart, embracing them, allowing them to merge into the physical body here and now. And then with each additional breath, more of the liquid golden light is going to pour into the heart. And we're going to begin filling the heart space from the bottom to the top with that liquid golden light. And as the heart begins to overflow, it begins to resemble a seed that begins to germinate, where golden root-like filaments begin to grow from the bottom of the heart, spiraling down around the spinal column, down through your middle back, down through your lower back, down to the tip of the tailbone. Breathe into the tailbone as it glows white hot and it opens, extending your etheric neural network down into the earth below. With each breath, spiraling down, this is the internet, down the World Wide Web, down the mycelium of the mushroom. And then continue to breathe with each breath as the roots spiral down. At a certain point, you'll feel a click, a pop, a sense of knowing. You might just feel the roots stop growing when it reaches the earth's core. I'm going to grab everyone's roots and pull them down and anchor them to the core of Mother Gaia. Very good. And then now I want you to just bring your attention into your mind's eye. And in the mind's eye, I want you just to see yourself floating out in space. You can either see yourself floating out in the stars or as if you were looking up at the stars, just activating the mental screen. And then from here, you're just going to take some deep breaths, and I'm going to speak the transmission and just take a mental note of what you experience, whether it's an image, a vision, a sensation in the body as we begin the clearing, okay? The first thing we're going to do is we're going to work on the first DNA strand. And so I want you to bring your attention in the physical body to the earth core chakra 13. So just visualize where those roots connect to the earth's core. You want to put your attention there in that spot with your physical attention. And I'm going to begin clearing the distortions from strand one. The distortions are fear of survival, disconnection from the earth, fight and flight responses, ancestral trauma, and cellular decay. Clearing the strand in 3, 2, 1. Very good. I'm going to clear the ET manipulations from strand one. The ET manipulations from the draconian reptilian, they introduced fear frequency overlays to anchor humans in survival consciousness. The Zeta Reticuli introduced genetic harvesting and body dominance programs through abduction and experimentation. And then the Nerubian Anunnaki introduced molecular decay codes to limit lifespan. We're going to clear those ET manipulations from strand one in 3, 2, 1. And then next from strand one, what we're going to do is we're going to untangle your root base genetics, your root chakra, your first gate, your electromagnetic field from Enki, Enlil, the fallen archons, dark energies, black hexagrams, dark alien interferences, from soul harvesting, super soldier programs, 20 and back programs, all 0-point AI nanite inverted matrix, broadcast and control technologies. Very good. And we're going to just breathe into the heart. And as we breathe in, we're going to see or visualize a little sphere of heart energy. You can see it around the size of a basketball. Just breathe into the heart until you see that little sphere expand. And then you're going to breathe into that sphere as we grab onto it. And then as you exhale, you're going to send that sphere of heart energy down through your central vertical column with the exhale. down to the core of Mother Gaia. And as it goes down through your heart lines and it reaches the Earth's core, it's going to ring off the Earth's tribal shield like a bell. And as it does, it's going to activate the Founder's Flame, which is a threefold flame at the core of the Earth, which is pale magenta, pale turquoise, and pale yellow. And as you breathe into your heart, those flames will erupt like a triple helix, right? Like a double helix, but three of them. And as it erupts and as you breathe in, it'll spiral up through that central vertical column. And as it comes up, it's going to connect to your right and left foot and to the tailbone, right? And so as you breathe into your heart, it'll spiral up from the earth through your channels, through the chakras into the heart. So as you breathe into the heart, those flames will rush up and collect in the heart space. And then as you exhale, just allow those flames to permeate out into the cells of the body. We're going to breathe into the heart again, pulling up another load of those flames through the heart lines, through the channels into the heart space. And then as you exhale, allow the flames to permeate out into the cells of the body. And then on this third and final breath, we'll pull up another load of those flames from the core of the earth up the Hara lines into the heart space. And as you exhale, exhale out through the eyes and the pineal gland, sending that triple helix of fire out the eyes and through the third eye up to source as you exhale. And then you can just breathe into your heart, exhaling into the body, breathing into the heart, exhaling into the body. And you can breathe into the heart and then exhale into your eyes. And then when you are ready, you can open your eyes. And that's just a clearing of the first rain. We only had a little bit of time, but that's how we use the light language with the light body to clear out different distortions, manipulations from these different collectives. In the full experience, each strand has things we clear. And in the full, one-on-one experience, there's also emotional trauma that we clear. Like I said, we had a limited amount of time. So we just got to touch on it, but that is how the experiences begin.
Wow, Jerome, that was just amazing. I mean, beyond amazing. You're so talented. And when you did the AI, I just felt it just fly off me. It was so empowering. I mean, I'm sure everybody is going to comment and email me. Everyone, if you want to get a hold of Jerome Martin, it's jeromemartin3.com for newsletter, for signing up for healing, for any, that was just amazing. I'm just feeling goosebumps and I feel so good right now. Is there any events that you want to tell people about coming up that you're doing?
So if you join my newsletter, I have weekly or biweekly events where I do live activations for groups. So coming up in the near future, I don't have any on the schedule for this coming up week. I post them weekly for the live events, I will be at, so the next large event that I'll be at, it will be the Conscious Life Expo. It's the second week of February. I'll be there, and I do live DNA activation for, for a group of people. So that's where you can see me live next. But, I do post, this week. I just moved back to Illinois, and so I didn't have something posted this week, but next week, the newsletter will be going out. When you go on the homepage and you scroll down, there'll be a little thing that pops up, and you can, put your email in where you'll get my events.
Good. Everybody should do that tonight. And then if you have a chance to do a one-on-one session, I would recommend it. I loved it. And just now was such a treat to be on our show tonight. Mm-hmm. And we'll have the replay out for everybody. And is there anything that you want to say to our listeners tonight? Anything that you want to give any kind of advice about, how to survive the next year or, hopefully you'll come back on the show or something together, but just for our listeners out there of inspiration.
Yes, I will definitely be back on the show. Something that I like to say, and this is something that the Arcturians told me, is that, and I didn't understand it first, but they told me that they are who we will become. And what they meant by that is on their mission here to help us evolve, we become more like them. And we are shifting from a single planetary species to a multi-planetary species. And this is where the open these experiences, people that are being called into these contacts and to this evolution, your DNA is evolving and you are becoming multi-dimensional, right? We're more than just this body. This body is just a small fraction of what we actually are. And to embrace embrace it, right? Those that are not embracing it are limiting themselves, and they are not going to be shifting into the 5D from the earth into Gaia, into this higher template. And so those that do embrace it and step into the multidimensionality, it will become more and more clear who we are and what we're meant to do. And so as these things happen, just embrace them. You know, I know it can be scary, but this is the evolution of humanity.
I love that. Thank you for being on our show tonight, Jerome. Jerome Martin, go to his website now. You're amazing. Thank you for being on our show tonight.
You are so welcome. Thank you for having me, Kimberly. It was a pleasure.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you for being on the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. And thank you, everyone, for listening. God bless you.